In the realm of Gaul, magic isn't just forbidden, it's punishable by death. The royal Duran family has built their power on persecuting those with magical abilities, a cruel irony considering the kingdom's very protection comes from magical wards. When King Alexander is assassinated, these wards fall, leaving Gaul vulnerable to attack from the powerful sorceress La Dame and her forces. Enter Percinet Etta Basile, daughter of the notorious outlaw Victor Basile. She carries two dangerous secrets. Forbidden magic flows through her veins, and an ancient curse binds her family to protect the Durans, the very dynasty that slaughtered her people. This curse, cast generations ago when King Philip Basile trespassed into La Dame's territory seeking a magical plant to save his queen, created an unbreakable bond between the families. The firstborn Basile must serve as protector to the Durans, feeling each other's pain and sharing their fate. If one dies, so does the other. There will come a day, Alexander Durand, when my family will be the death of yours, Victor had vowed after the king's guards murdered Etta's mother. Now, with vengeance in her heart, Etta enters a deadly tournament to become the protector of Prince Alexander, not to fulfill the curse, but to be the last Basile forced to serve the Durans. The brutal competition to select Prince Alexandra's protector highlights Etta's exceptional combat skills. Despite mockery from male competitors, she demonstrates lethal precision with throwing weapons. Her first victory, a spear through a palace guard's neck, wins the crowd but internally devastates her. Etta forms an unexpected alliance with Edmund. Together, they defeat Ward, the strongest competitor, before facing each other in the final match. When Etta gains the upper hand, she refuses to kill Edmund, showing mercy instead of delivering the expected death blow. This defiance enrages the king, who prepares to expose Etta's identity. Before he can speak, an arrow pierces his throat, killing him instantly and throwing the kingdom into chaos. The tournament ends with Etta's victory becoming a catalyst for political upheaval. A dead king, crumbling protective wards, and Prince Alexandra's sudden ascension. Throughout, we see Etta's complexity. Her deadly skill alongside her reluctance to kill unnecessarily. Her determination to fulfill her destiny while questioning the curse binding her to the prince. The ancient curse binding the Basile and Duran families creates tension between Etta and Alex. Their journey from distrust to attraction begins in the marketplace, where Alex fails to recognize Etta, yet finds himself captivated by her defiance. As Etta becomes Alex's protector, the curse manifests physically. During her tournament fight, Alex feels her pain in his own side. Their connection deepens at the oath ceremony, where Etta experiences an unexpected sense of joy and completeness when they touch. Their attraction culminates in the Black Forest Glen, where they surrender to their desires during a rainstorm, bringing Etta temporary peace from the curse's pull. Queen Catherine's question, why are there no stories of other cursed ancestors falling in love with their charges, suggests their bond might be authentic despite their circumstances. The curse creates both emotional and physical dependency, with Etta experiencing pain when separated from Alex, a metaphor for forbidden love's irresistible yet painful pull. At the heart of this tale lies a tangled web of identities, with everyone concealing their true selves. Etta enters the palace hiding her identity as Percinet Basile, daughter of the man who killed the king, a deception that strains her relationship with Alex. Prince Alexandra struggles with his royal role, confessing, "I hated sitting on that throne." His artistic nature, revealed through sketches of Etta, contradicts the expected ruthless leadership. Edmund conceals both his magical abilities in a kingdom where such powers mean death and his hidden love for Alex. When discovered, Alex's trust shatters. "You became my enemy the day you were born." Prince Tyson isn't actually a Durand, but the child of Queen Katrine's affair with a magic user, explaining his sympathy toward magic. Even Queen Katrine maintains a facade, cryptically noting that one good man died that day, and one monster, suggesting a complex relationship with the deceased king. The persecution of magic folk shows how fear becomes weaponized by those in power. Under the previous king, magic was scrubbed clean from Gaul, with users executed, despite the kingdom's reliance on magical wards for protection. At his first royal ball, Alex tries to distinguish between types of magic, but nobles demand death for all practitioners, revealing how institutionalized hatred resists rational change. Resistance takes multiple forms. Victor's warded Black Forest Sanctuary, Maya and Pierre's secret healing practice, and organized magical attacks after the king's death. As Maya reveals, magic folk have been organizing since the wards fell. The political landscape shifts when villagers seek refuge in the castle following magical attacks, forcing Alex to confront his kingdom's policies. Can he maintain his father's persecution when magical threats endanger his people? Edmund's arrest for using magic, despite saving Alex's life, embodies these tensions, as Alex must choose between upholding his father's laws and protecting someone he cares about. Throughout the story, characters struggle against controlling forces. For Etta, the ancient curse binding her family to protect the Durands represents the ultimate loss of freedom. "This curse takes everything we love," Victor warns, suggesting a fate that has devastated generations of Basilis. Yet Etta refuses this deterministic view, vowing to find a way to free them both. Despite her father's insistence, the curse can only be endured. This determination drives her from entering the tournament to seeking La Dame, the curse's source. Alex similarly fights against predetermined paths, caught between royal expectations, his betrothal to Amelie, and his feelings for Etta. Edmund and Tyson explicitly reject predetermined roles, Edmund revealing his magic rather than living a lie, while Tyson embraces his magical heritage instead of denying it for position. The theme culminates when Etta sacrifices herself so Edmund and Tyson can escape, both accepting her role as protector, yet defying it by choosing who deserves her protection. Golden Curse concludes with its protagonists at a crossroads. When Maya reveals Etta's true identity, Alex's world collapses. The woman he loved is his father's killer's daughter, transforming their romance into apparent deception. Etta sits imprisoned in Gaul's dungeons, still bound to Alex by the ancient curse. Despite Etta's hatred for Gaul, she becomes essential when King Alex is kidnapped, as only she can find him through their magical connection. The curse that seemed only a burden becomes potentially life-saving. The narrative explores prejudice, destiny, and evil. The persecution of magic folk serves as an allegory for real-world discrimination, while the curse binding Etta to Alex questions whether genuine connection can develop when initially forced by circumstances. As Etta embraces her identity as Percinet Basile, heir to the Balean throne, she acknowledges that the cursed always have greater battles to wage. The true battle lies in choosing who to become despite limitations.